The number of Syracuse University students confirmed to have mumps has increased to 27, with 45 more probable cases. Symptoms of mumps can include fever, headaches, and swollen salivary glands. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Syracuse University, in partnership with the county and state health departments, will offer a booster shot of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine to students this week.
Deputy Commissioner Brad Hutton with the State Health Department says they will likely see more cases of mumps at SU before the outbreak ends. The disease is highly contagious, but he says the booster dose will help.
It's not a panacea. It's just an additional strategy to boost immunization rates among the baseline student population. The most important activity will be to refrain from sharing utensils and cups.
Hutton says there are several reasons why the disease has popped up on college campuses, including at SUNY New Paltz last year. The MMR vaccine is not perfect. Individuals can infect others without knowing it. And the social behaviors of college students can help the disease spread. Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says the decision was made now to offer the booster dose to students as more of them became infected.
The hope was maybe it will just die down. Who knows? Our job as a health department is not to create anxiety, not to run ahead of us beforehand, and make sure our information is accurate and based on science, not in speculation.
SU athletes were initially exposed to the disease at the end of August. Vaccine clinics will be offered to them first, then to the general undergraduate population. SU will have more than 4,000 doses available to a student population over 15,000. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.